Are you ready to take action to attain the lifestyle of your dreams?
It's a great way to make a lot of money fast.
The Clever Investor Show.
Welcome back, Clever Investors, to The Clever Investor Show. I'm your lucky host, Cody Sperber, the OG Clever Investor. And we are still on the road here in Palm Beach at a really dope mastermind. And I got some of my favorite people in the world hanging out with me this week. And one of them happens to be the fine gentleman, the sexy gentleman with great, fantastic hair, which normally I don't like people with such nice hair.
I'm
losing
a hat.
All mine with my propecia. Alopecia, whatever. Don't slap me. His name is Mark Lack. He is one of the world's leading branding experts. He's a phenomenal entrepreneur. You've been doing entrepreneurship for about 10 years.
10 plus
really
years.
Scaled in the last few years. And some of the stuff you're doing right now is super exciting. I want to unpack some of that. What can we talk about? All the cool stuff you have coming?
I'm an open book.
Okay, dude, let's do it. Plus, you're a podcaster. You're a brand building expert. You run your own businesses.
Yep.
You had an education company called Shorten the Gap, and you actually taught people. And I want to talk about that because there's so many people, especially in my space, they don't really understand. They go, Cody, I want to be a real estate investor. It's like, great, let's build you a nice personal brand too. And they're like, well, why do I need that? I want to be into real estate. And it's like, dude, you don't get it. So many of my deals come from my brand and my relationships. This business is all relationships, and it's who you know and who knows you. And if they think about you, whether you're buying a house, selling a house, that you want to raise money, whatever it is, all things real estate. If you're an agent, a mortgage professional, or just an investor like me, you got to have a strong brand. So I want to unpack some strategies and tactics. That's what you taught at Shorten
the Gap. I'm ready. I'm ready.
Yeah, right? You did all that stuff. Let's just talk some shit.
That's my favorite topic.
I know. And your podcast is called
Business Rockstars. Interviewed a bunch of awesome people, similar to what you do. This is going to be more fun and casual.
Yeah.
You know, I get to let loose a little bit here. Business Rockstars, we had to be a little more professional, but did over 1,200 interviews with amazing people. So I also love being on this side of the table too. I've been on this side of the table like 800, 900 times. So.
Yeah, where you're in the interviewer?
Where I'm being interviewed.
Where you're being interviewed.
Yeah, so I've interviewed over 1,200 people, but I've been interviewed close to 1,000 times as well. I actually like being on this side more because I'm a natural educator.
Yeah.
By trade, so I'm happy to.
All right, well, let's dive right in. Dude, this show's all about making money, multiplying your money, making your money matter, and then also just not to have, how to not fuck this game up.
Right.
Because
which a lot of people do.
Yeah. it's easy.
Get a little bit of success.
And so when you first started, like, you pretty quickly got to a couple hundred grand a year.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, the first year was just garbage. I think I did like 40 grand. I had to like beg my parents for money 1 month to be able to pay my rent. It was embarrassing to say the least because I was like, I'm going to do this. I graduated college. I've been reading all these books. I'm ready. You know how your ego is just like, I'm going to make a million my first year, no question. And I did 40 grand in like 1 month. I had to, ask my parents to help me pay my rent. And I was just like, reality check.
Yeah.
Next year, I did a quarter million though. So I started to build that momentum.
And then you've been floating at that level for a while, but then you really scaled in the last few years.
Yeah, because I understood customer acquisition. And for a long time, I was always the guy, which I hate now when I hear people say this. I was bragging about how I never had to spend a dime to get customers. I did all this with zero marketing. I did this with zero, paid acquisitions, zero affiliates. And I would brag about how I was able to scale up to, quarter million plus. With just like 99% profit, like so stupid looking back because like customer acquisition is the game. LTV and customer acquisition, like that's like the game. That's how you're going to get up to your first 5 million, 10 million. And then other operational components come in. But really, I think you can make a few million dollars a year without really worrying about anything else other than like your customer acquisition and your lifetime value and a great product and a great…
Now your the people that you've worked with, like a lot of the… students and celebrities and things that you worked with, they've gone off and made hundreds of millions of dollars with your training. You've made now tens of millions of dollars with your tactics. And what you have coming next is massive in my opinion.
Yeah.
So let's start with the end and then kind of work backwards because I want to give the people watching some tactical things that they can do to build their brand and why it's important. But right now, you're about to publish? How do I even explain some of the epic things you're doing? Like, because you're working with two or three of the biggest celebrities in the world?
Yeah, that we're about to launch right now. We're working with 8 in total, but we're about to launch 2 massive ones right now. So
who can we? Let's
Floyd Mayweather, Dan Bilzerian. we're launching their masterclasses. So
damn.
Yeah. So when you see them, and we do it privately, so like it looks like it's just them launching. And of course, people assume, oh, they must have a team, and the team is us. So yeah. masterclass.com kind of paved this way. Mm-hmm. They're as a platform company, like a Netflix or a Hulu, where they pay celebrities. Celebrities make a masterclass, and it lives on the platform of masterclass.com, where we came up with the approach of, why don't we actually just profit share with the celebrity? Why don't we incentivize? Because you see no celebrities ever post about masterclass.com on their social, because that's not part of the arrangement. They get paid for their time, and they sell out, and they have a masterclass course. And if masterclass does $30 million, the celebrity gets none of it. Mm. So we were like, well, what if we partner with the celebrity, and it looks like it's the celebrity's program, and we're the team who runs the full org chart behind them, and we profit share. And it gives a celebrity massive level of like, you're in this with us.
Well, now they want to post. They want to promote. It's their thing.
It's
they've taken ownership.
Right, right. It's their brand.
That makes sense.
Yeah. And so a lot of celebrities resonate with that model. And, you know, it gives them an opportunity to earn millions and millions of dollars for the same effort and energy that they would put into a traditional masterclass.
How do you get into a room with a Floyd Mayweather or a Dan Bilzerian? And I want to know everything about the Dan Bilzerian. I mean, he is such a fascinating character that... I can't wait to see how this thing goes. I bet his reach and engagement is just so silly.
It's that unbelievable.
I can only imagine as a marketer, you know, maybe I can send an email and get anywhere between 2,000 to 10,000 clicks.
Right.
I bet he can do like one little post and get a million clicks.
Right.
Can you imagine? He's never done anything like
that. So that customer acquisition is essentially $0, which we both know like, to get a million clicks, I mean,
you'd have to spend a fortune. Not a million views, a million clicks.
People went to your website
from one post.
Unbelievable.
So, how do you get in the room and to even present something like that? Can we talk about your super cool strategy that I'm going to start doing here at
for
the
sure.
Investor Show?
Yeah, I mean, oh man, there's so many things. I think one of the first things is really like I've built my personal brand for 10 years and my reputation, and I was just hanging out with the guy who's running this whole thing. And he was like, you have an amazing reputation. He's like, I don't know how much you know, but behind the scenes, you have a great reputation. And I was like, well, that's good to know. I'm the guy who preaches, build your personal brand, mm-hmm. which your personal brand, just for clarity, is your reputation. And a lot of the times the misnomer is, oh, I don't need that. You don't need a reputation? What do you mean? Because here's the thing. We all have a personal brand. The problem is none of us are necessarily consciously creating and cultivating that personal brand with intention. So that when somebody meets you, they think they already know you. That's the point. I've already had my first impression with you, and it wasn't by accident. It was methodically crafted. So that when somebody looks you up online, they have a controlled perception of how you want them to perceive you. And then you can scale that to the masses. So the important thing in business is building rapport and trust. And those people are going to give you referrals, and they're going to give you more deal flow, and you're going to work with someone that you trust and have rapport with. But in most cases, you have to meet the person and you have to build that rapport and trust. What if you could scale that rapport and trust in a very methodical way to millions of people or tens of thousands of people so that everyone already knows you and trusts you prior to ever having the opportunity to work with
you? This is the game.
That's the game. And so instead of having to meet people and shake hands, I can actually methodically create this long narrative of my business, my journey, my family, and all the things that I want to share, right? Like your pillars. Am I the guy whose faith and fitness and family and business? What are your things? And then I can scale that out online just as if like the way that I would build a relationship with a friend or a family member or a colleague. When you're with a client, what do you try to do? You start off building rapport. How's the kids? How's your fitness journey? Mm-hmm. You know, it's like, if I know those things about you, we can talk about it. But what if on social, you already had that same documented relationship of your life and your journey and your business and everything going on that you wanted to share? You don't have to share everything. You get to decide. It's curated.
Mm-hmm.
So that everybody, even strangers, felt like they knew you the same way your friends did. That's a personal brand. That's scaling your personal life with your business life and putting them together. A lot of people have personal brands, but there's no personal element. It's all business. I'm the real estate guy. But I don't know anything about you personally. So you have a personal brand, but really I would remove the personal part and just call it a professional brand. You have a professional brand. You're the real estate person. All you ever do is talk about real estate. There's no personal side to it. You don't talk about your family or that.
Yeah, we just had Wes Watson on and he was saying, if you don't show all sides of your life, the good, the crying, the laughing, the fun, the excitement, the failures, the successes, right. then you're fake and you're not fucking real and you're people aren't actually able to connect with you.
I love when people meet me and they say, dude, you're like the same person in real life as you are online. You're not like some people who are like putting on this persona, mainly in the entertainment space, less education based, but like a lot of people in the entertainment space are like putting on this persona.
So the lesson in all of this is be fucking authentic.
Be authentic and then share. It sometimes is uncomfortable, but it's part of the journey. Like
if somebody only had a few $100 and you were coaching them on how to get their personal brand started, what would you tell them?
The cool thing is you don't really need the money at all. A couple $100 is almost irrelevant because most of my strategies that I teach people are free because I had to get started basically for free with no money. And the internet and AI and social media has made it so it almost is an even playing field because most of the big influencers we see online and entertainers who have millions and tens of millions of followers, which is a lot harder to do in the education space. Not a lot of educators have big followings. It's very difficult. But entertainers, you know, whether that's an attractive model or a comedian person or a Joe Rogan or like those kind of people, it's much easier for them from an entertainment perspective. And guess what? A lot of the times those people, they did it with nothing. There are kids on TikTok who have 50 million followers and now they make $10 million a year. There's Ryan's toy reviews. Kids 9 years old makes $30 million a year. You know, started with a little handheld camera and his parents filming him. Like, so the playing field's even. The work ethic is not. And so the access to the tools and the resources are all there for all of us. Because this is all I do, I know countless story after story from children to old people to all ethnicities to the person from India who barely spoke English to getting online. Like I've heard all the stories and the case studies of the people who never should have made it, who use the same platforms that we use as a consumer. They learn to be a creator on the platform instead of a consumer. Most of us use these platforms to consume content. You have to get on the other side of the table and use the platform to create. I rarely consume very much content on social media, mainly YouTube for podcasts and stuff like the show here, right? But it's making the shift from being a consumer to a creator. And when you do that, you want to identify what's the problem you're going to solve because that's all you're doing. People follow individuals who solve a problem for them. And you know, I could go down the rabbit hole. If I'm following you because this podcast, it's because I want to learn something. I want to better and improve myself. So that there's the gap, the problem that this show's solving is we're helping people. They get to learn not just from you, but from other experts on a variety of different topics. So they're solving that problem of, I want to level up. I want to improve. And what better than to learn from real experts who are doing it? If you're following an entertainer, it's because you're bored. People love entertainment. We're all, you know, going through these different seasons where we want to numb ourselves. And if you read like the Latin word of entertain, it's entrapment. It's like you feel like you're just like entertained. You're like, you can block out all your worries and your concerns and your bills that are overdue and all your stuff. When you are entertained, you're watching sports, so that's solving a problem.
Just post a funny meme on my page. Engagement goes crazy.
Through the roof.
I show them tactically three steps
to get
make
rich.
Their first $10,000 in the next 2 weeks.
Right.
And it's like crickets.
It's crickets.
It's wild.
It's crazy. So everyone's trying to solve a problem. So when you're building your brand, you need to solve a problem for people. And so if you're in real estate, is that mainly some of the, like a good chunk of the audience? Or
I would say entrepreneurs, aspiring real estate investors. It's funny because, you know, it's the Clever Investor show, but I have so many cool friends that they invest in real estate, but they're not real estate investors like you that I can bring on. Yeah.
Content solves a problem is the point. And the personal brand is the thing that creates the content.
Who are my followers? Who the frick are you? I want to know down, if this is on YouTube, down in the comment section down below, what is it
that
you're doing right now and why are you even listening to this show?
It's a good question to know. So nonetheless, when you're getting started online, you want to figure out the problem that you want to solve and then figure out who has that problem. So like maybe you're a mom and you went through just a ton of hell trying to figure out how to be a mom and deal with a toddler and a newborn and you learned a lot. And then other moms are about to have their first kid or about to have their second kid and they haven't done the shit you've done. Just like you teach people, I've done 1,000 real estate deals. You're trying to do your first or your second or your 10th. I've done 1,000. I can teach you. Mm-hmm. So a mom who's already gone through the shit of like a new, how do you have a toddler and a newborn? And I'm about to have my second kid. If you had a YouTube channel documenting, I wish I knew this and I wish I had this product and I wish I had all these things before I had my second kid, that's solving a problem. And there's millions of moms having their second kid right now, every day, every week, every month. And that's millions of people who you'd be helping and you'd be serving. And then you can get paid for those views because YouTube and other platforms will pay you for the views, usually for sponsorships. Like they'll run ads on top of your YouTube channel and stuff like that. Or you can get sponsors. Hey, by the way, I wish I had this butt cream or these, you know, whatever the hell, right? I wish I had these pajamas. I wish I had this. And that company pays you
sure
for that. And you can reach out to the companies and say, hey, I've got, you know, 100,000 followers. And so then you could even sell your own stuff. You could say, hey, I've got my own course. You know, I'm going to teach you guys a bunch of this stuff for free. But if you want Zoom calls with me, maybe you make yourself accessible on Zoom, because one of the big things is access. Information's a commodity. People almost feel like, I can get information anywhere. I can Google it, even if that's bullshit. And we're like, well, you could spend 6,000 hours Googling it, or I could give it to you in a lunch. Choice is yours. Do you value your time? And so you could sell access. Hey, look, information's a commodity. I give away all my best information for free. But if you want access to me and you want me to contextualize my information around your life, because sometimes people just want confirmation. Can you just tell me? Like I've read all your shit. I've listened to all your shit. Can you tell me what I should do right now? And a lot of the times your information is not different than what they've already heard, but you're giving them permission. You're giving them confirmation and they're getting access to you. And sometimes it's not the message, but it's the timing and who gives you the message. And if they're hearing it from you, like we're about to hang out with Tony fucking Robbins.
That's pretty epic.
For me, that's epic.
Yeah.
Because I've studied 10,000 hours of Tony, but when I see him and we meet him tomorrow, like, I'm sure whatever he says to me, I'm going to be like, oh, that was sick. Even though I've heard 10,000 hours of him already. He's probably not maybe going to say something different to me that I haven't heard. But it's like, I'm in the room and he's looking me in my eyes. Like, that's going to be a different feel. And so, yeah, I mean, personal branding is just that. Who do you want to help? What problem do they have? How are you going to help them? And then how can you do it in an authentic way that's not like, I have all the answers. Fuck that person. Nobody wants that person. They want the person that's like, ugh, I understand how you feel if you're dealing with this. How do I know? Because I felt the same way. When I went through this, let me tell you my story.
Yeah.
And it wasn't until I found these things that helped me that I was finally able to get on the other side of it. And this is what I've learned. And this is what I want to share with my audience. So if you follow me on my weight loss journey, on my divorce journey, on my getting super rich and losing it all journey, on my whatever journey, all of that shit is so priceless. People want that connection. People want to drop in with somebody who's real, who's already gone through the shit and climbed through the jungle and came out the other side and can be like, yo, you're in it right now. I've been in it too. This is what's going to help you. And you give it all away for free. You're going to have such a deep and meaningful connection with these people that selling them is not even an option. It's inviting them to give you their credit card and they want to. They want to buy.
Most people are super hesitant to even put themselves on video.
And I was too. I'm a natural introvert, yeah, which seems
crazy. You
got to
build that muscle for sure.
Practice. It's like going to the gym. We're not going to develop the muscle. And you've been on an amazing health journey and I'm proud of you for that, bro. Are you saying
I'm sexy?
You're sexy. You're not going to develop the muscles. Just
on a scale, you guys, if you follow my Instagram, you know, you can see my fantastic abs.
I need all of your help to persuade him. I was talking to him offline that he needs to launch an OnlyFans.
Get out of here. You know what I would do though, is I would take all of my guests here on the Clever Investor Show and then do like a competition to see which 12 need to make the Clever Investor Show annual calendar, like shirtless calendar type thing. And we can—
I think that's good.
Sell those and give the money to charity.
I think that's good.
It'd be hilarious.
Give me like 30 days.
Robert Kiyosaki, me January.
Yeah. Give me—
Right? You know, Wes Watson would put us all to shame though. That's messed up.
He would. We'd have to all get on a little bit of juice and just pump up, hit the gym a little harder.
6,000 burpees before you get a picture taken.
Hell yeah. But yeah, bro, it's such an easy journey.
So what you're saying is, besides showing all of it and being authentic and like really finding the problem and talking about it in an authentic way and shortening the gap, it's not about fancy equipment. It's not about getting permission from a bunch of people. It doesn't matter what you look like. Some of my favorite female influencers, like Jen Gottlieb, who's been on my show, she every morning goes live while she puts on her makeup. It's so raw and authentic and like hundreds of people sit there and watch her put on her makeup.
Right.
And she just raps and talks about entrepreneurship and what she's experiencing and
it's awesome.
All of it. So you have permission to do it. You just need to do it. Now here, give them like a posting schedule. Give them a platform. Yeah. Like where do they focus?
So before we do that, the tactical stuff, because it's the psychology stuff that holds us back. I share the tactical stuff all the time. Everyone knows how to eat healthy and relatively speaking, like cut sugars, cut, you know, bad carbs, eat more vegetables and healthy fruits, limit your sugar intake and, you know, try to eat like organic foods more and like, you know, eat healthier proteins and exercise. So the tactical stuff's always there, but you know, people are overweight still. And so it's not always the tactical stuff, it's the psychology behind it. And so before we get into some of the tactical stuff, I know the psychology that holds most people back. And a lot of it is a combination of imposter syndrome, like who am I? Who am I to be posting content and giving people advice? Or who am I to be telling people how they should live their life when my life's in shambles or this part of my life is messed up? And so imposter syndrome is a big one to overcome. And then in addition to that, it kind of dovetails off that, is most people are afraid to start documenting and sharing because they are afraid to acknowledge their own internal flaws. And I went through this too because I was like, fuck, I want everyone to think I'm perfect. I want everyone to think I'm smart, successful, blah, 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 all the bullshit. I was like, I want everyone to think that. But it's like a facade. Like I'm never gonna fit all of that criteria. I'm never gonna be in the best shape. I'm never gonna be the richest. Someone's always gonna have a better. So I just got to acknowledge, like, I'm gonna just have to just step on camera and be like, yo, I'm not perfect. I mess up all the time. I fail all the time. And the beginning of my journey was so awkward creating content because I thought I had to say all the right words. I thought I had to be perfect. And in the eyes of my people, well, how are they going to take advice from me if I make mistakes? How are they going to take advice from me if I have flaws too? How are they going to take advice from me and listen to me and pay me? How do I have the audacity to charge people money if I am not perfect? And I thought that. And so I think a lot of people deep in their core think that too. Like, who are you to be giving advice? There's so many smarter, better looking, more in shape people than you giving advice. Like, how could you even step in the arena of social media?
Yeah.
And then they get one negative comment like, you're a scammer. You're a fucking fake. You're not a guru. Like, you know what I mean? Like, who are you? And you're like, it reaffirms your own self-doubt. And you're like, I'm out of the game. I'm not going to do this anymore. And so I think a lot of the times we're afraid to start doing this. And oh, heaven forbid, oh, your friends, your family are following you from college or whatever, right? Oh, what are they going to think? Are they going to think, Cody's doing this or Mark's doing this. Like, can you believe that? And it's like, that kind of holds so many people back.
I found that they are going to do it.
Yeah.
Whether they do it in front or behind your back.
Right.
And it only lasts a few months. And then your new the way you roll through life, your new standard, your new intention, your posting schedule and all that stuff normalizes.
Yep.
And something funny happens. They go dark, right? Mm-hmm. And then they don't say anything anymore because they've already said it, right?
Yeah,
you've gotten through the pain.
Yeah.
But you stayed consistent. At some point, they're going to come back around.
Right.
And one of a couple things always happens. They're either like, I always knew you would make it.
Yeah.
You're like, you're so fucking full of shit.
That's my favorite one.
You're so full of it.
Yeah.
or they're like, how do I do what you do?
Yep.
Right? Give me advice.
Yep.
Or they're like, can I borrow money? Right? Because now you're murdering it. They're like, yo,
plenty.
You got a lot of money. Can I borrow money? And it's just like,
yeah, dude.
You got to go through that evolution. Every single person that puts themselves out there publicly goes
all
through
of it. Yeah. And I think that's what holds most people back. Now, tactical stuff. What are some action steps? Biggest platform everyone should be on, YouTube, for a variety of reasons. It has the opportunity to do short form content and long form or medium form. So you're talking 60 second short forms on the shorts, YouTube shorts. You're talking 5 minute videos all the way up to 3 hour videos like Joe Rogan does and Lex Friedman does. Like, you know, even this, like an hour long, like people will listen to an hour of this. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah. What's your favorite podcast?
Oh, geez.
You have one? You like just like binge?
I don't know that I necessarily have a favorite podcast right now.
Or favorite YouTube channel? Like,
I listen to everything Michael Saylor. Every single video of him. He's Michael Strategy has $4 billion in Bitcoin. The guy, I think that guy is so smart. He also has hope.com. He gives away all of his education for free. He has a million students. And his whole thing is just to level up the intelligence of everybody and give away all the best information for free so that everyone has access to the best knowledge ever. And I truly think that—
What a great model.
What a great model.
I've been saying that for years. I would love to get to a point. It's hard because I would really love to teach people real estate investing for free.
The other problem on the other side of the coin of that altruistic, amazing thing is most people don't value what's free. And so there's like this—
That's part of my struggle.
There's like this catch.
The other part of my struggle is I got a lot of people that work at Clever Investor to support our students because they expect a lot and they need a lot. And it's a very complicated process that we're all going through.
Right, so you're like, I'm not a charity.
It's like, I wish I could. I wish I could, but who's going to pay my $100,000 every 2 week payroll?
Right.
That's got to get paid as an entrepreneur.
And right. And again, the biggest thing is people don't usually value what's free.
And people don't realize I don't take a lot of money from Clever. I make my money in real estate. I make my money in my other businesses.
Doing
my
what investments. You teach.
Yeah, Clever has been the smallest of my income sources.
All right.
People don't know that. People think, oh, he just fucking sells education.
It's what a lot of people think. That's what a lot of people think.
Yeah.
Just about education in general. They're like, oh, if you're so good, why do you have to sell the way that you do it? And it's like, what? What do you think about college?
Yeah, that's the biggest
thing. What do you think about that? That person's $60,000, no disrespect to teachers. Some of them are amazing, but I think a lot of them are not. I think a lot of them are teaching outdated textbook information that kids took on massive amounts of debt for to go into a workforce where their job doesn't even exist when they finally graduate
AI,
the textbook AI took their job. And it's like, yo, I'm the scammer for selling $1,000 of a truly life-changing program where you can get your money back. College ain't ever offer a money back guarantee.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I get it.
At the end of your program, you can't be like, I'd like a refund. I didn't get my results. My program offers that. Your programs offer a money back guarantee because we almost have to for FTC compliance and stuff like that. College doesn't.
Yeah.
Never heard college getting hit up for FTC.
That'd be pretty dope if they did.
Get off my soapbox on that. But
what? So, all right. So YouTube, focus on YouTube.
YouTube's great. And the biggest thing to do is
make video core competency.
Yeah,
have some good sounding equipment. Like,
yeah, and
they know what to do. You guys know what to do.
You know what to do.
So how did you get in these rooms with these super high level people? Like, what was the quick ever, like in 2 minutes or less, like how did you game the system? Because that's what I love most about you is like you go in and you arbitrage everything. Like you're such a smart marketer. How did you do it? Because like for me, I'm thinking, all right, Floyd Mayweather does not know who I am.
Right.
How do I get his attention? And he's being pitched constantly.
Constantly.
He likes his money. Why would he pay attention to Mark Lack?
He likes his money.
Yeah.
So not every deal, some deals we pay cash up front. So that was one of the ways we got him was we just offered him like-
He spoke his love language.
Well, yeah, we did. Yeah. We were just like, all right, we don't do this to everybody, but here's a fat stack of cash.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Okay.
A big stack of cash. Right. Enough for him to be able to go out and buy a supercar. So it's like, all right, we got your attention. Cool. Now let's talk biz. And so right off the bat, that was one. We don't always do that. In some cases, we make the exception. And in his, we did. And that's it. Yeah, so like we have age.
So many of our listeners reach out and they ask us how they can get involved in my actual real estate deals. Our investment firm specializes in finding deeply discounted properties, acquiring them, renovating, stabilizing both single family and multifamily properties all over the United States. That's why we're so excited to share with you clevercapitalfund.com. Now, if you have some investment capital and you want to deploy it and receive double digit returns backed by real estate, then visit our website and see which fund is right for you. We have both equity funds and we have debt funds where you just get paid out every month like clockwork. All you got to do is visit www.clevercapitalfund.com today to learn more.
So, you know, always ask yourself, who has my ideal customer? Who already has trust with my ideal customer? Because sometimes it's harder to go and get the trust with your customer when your customer almost feels like, I know that you're doing this to sell me. Because if I'm trying to build trust and rapport with you and you know I'm the car dealership guy, what is my reason for being frigo suave and being so nice and let me get you lunch and let me, right? Why am I being so nice? Well, because I'm trying to sell you this car. And it's that same way in any relationship where you know I'm trying to sell you your real estate property. Why are real estate agents just naturally, if they're good, so nice? Hey, you know, real estate agents are so nice. They're dressed nice. They look nice. They talk to you nice. It's like, why? Because they're trying to sell you a fucking house. And that's a big, massive purchase. It's one of the biggest for most people ever in their life. And so they're like the nicest people ever because that's what they're trying to do. And sometimes obviously depending on the level of the house, there's posturing and all this shit, but you get the point. So when I'm trying to sell you something, of course I have this inherent niceness because I'm trying to sell you.
Yeah.
So instead you say, who already has trust with my customer that I'm trying to sell or my client I'm trying to sell or my celebrity I'm trying to sell. Because then if I can sell this person who's a third party who doesn't have the guard up of you're trying to sell me, I'm not trying to sell you anything. I'm trying to tell you how this is such a good opportunity that you're going to look like the fucking white knight when you go to Cody or Floyd or Dan or whoever and you tell them how much money we can make them. And now they're hearing it from you and they don't have their guard up around you and you don't have your guard up around me.
Got it.
So it's the whole way.
You found like an intermediary.
It's the intermediary. It's like the girl. If you want to get the girl, you go get her friend and you make nice with her friend and then the friend introduces you and the guard's down. So it's like those are kind
of… That's the move.
That's the move. It's always the move.
Third party endorsement.
Third party endorsement. Yep. You don't sell the celebrity. You sell the manager. You sell the agent. You sell their best friend. And
are
then
you
eventually,
saying to focus on the ugly friend?
Well,
is that what you're saying?
I'm not going to get into politics.
Know. I'm just trying to, I'm just trying to understand how this rolls. I'm taking notes.
I'm married, all right?
You don't have any game. What are you talking about? I'm getting advice from a dude you should get advice from a guy who's already married because you successfully completed the task, right?
I know how to lock it down.
There you go.
I know how to close the deal.
What I wanted to pull out of you is like, how are you getting millions of views? How are you blowing up your stuff? How are you, long before you met the agent or got the celebrity, because even if you paid me, I still want to know, why would I do business with you?
Right. So I did it first. And I think that's a big shift too, is a lot of these other platforms, they never did it first. Like masterclass.com, from my understanding, they didn't like come from our industry of making tens of millions or hundreds of millions of dollars selling courses. They were just like guys in the, executive game, like, hey, I think we've got a platform play here, right? And they're still not profitable. So guess what? Different model. I'm sure maybe at some point they'll have a big exit. Who knows? I'm all about profit. Day one, first masterclass, let's make money. And so I've already done tens of millions of dollars of my own course where I'm the face, I'm the celebrity, I'm the educator, I'm the marketer, I'm doing all of it. I'm all the steps of the funnel. I did my own content, my own social platform. I did the advertising. So if I already, as a non-celebrity, can make tens of millions of dollars, how much could you make when you have 30 million followers and I have 100,000? How much could we make with you? And how many affiliates would be on board to promote you?
Yeah.
And how much more attention would your cold traffic ads grab because it's your face popping up on social where everyone knows you and nobody knows me and I'm still getting their attention and getting them to buy my stuff. How much more could we make with you? Oh, geez. So it started to land in my lap slowly and slowly where I'm like consulting like, hey, I'm thinking about doing this and I give them advice. And then all of a sudden I was like, things would drop through the cracks because I wasn't running it. I was giving advice on it. And then their team, and most of the time, people usually cut corners with their teams. And then, I'm not going to pay that much. Because if you and me had to get paid to do something, we're going to charge a premium.
Yeah.
So a lot of the times, I don't charge anything. If I really, really believe in the project, I'll take a percentage of the upside.
Smart.
Because I'm going to make so much more money. So I'm like, look, I'm going to have to charge you a number that just makes me sound like a prick. Right? So instead… And I'm not going to do it for less than what I would charge. Or I'll do it for nothing, which sounds absolutely asinine with my previous statement. But here's the reason. I'd rather take the upside. Because I'm either going to need you to pay me $500,000 or $1 million for me to like really make this a big chunk of my focus for like 90 days. If I'm going to give you 100% of my focus for 90 days or like half of my focus for the next 6 months. Like I'm going to need a fat chunk of money guaranteed upfront. Or just give me upside and I know that I steer the ship. Because I know where to take it.
Yeah.
If I'm running everything, it's not going to fall through the cracks and I'm not going to let you hire fucking Jimmy and the other 9-to-5 people who like, no disrespect, but like, they haven't made $10 million in a year.
So what is like somebody like Floyd or Dan Bilzerian going to teach?
So a lot of the times it's either specific niche focus. So for example, yours is obvious. You're a real estate guy. Yours would be niched into real estate. So some celebrities, not always, most don't. Some celebrities have expertise in curriculum. Where other experts, or I'm sorry, celebrities, they just have life experience.
Yeah.
And so there's
so like,
more broad.
With Floyd, I'd be like, all right, if I wanted to learn how to box.
That's very niche, okay. But we're not doing that because there's just not enough market share.
I get it. So what is his lifestyle? Like how to
level up, 7 ways to level up your money, your mindset, and your life.
Okay, got it. So it's a personal development type of program that's really going to help people unlock like how to maximize themselves.
How to level up their money, their mindset, and their life.
Okay, cool. Yeah. And
he's obviously got his money right.
So is Dan Bilzerian how to get like a harem of bitches and like
Dan's,
stunt on Instagram?
Yeah. So Dan's is really actually, he's an amazing guy and he's really all about actually making a difference in people's lives. And as I've gotten to know some of these people.
That's kind
of
shocking to me.
He's at a stage of his life now where he's all about impact. He's made it a
I've never met Dan, by the way. I'm sure
he wants to
fantastic get, guy, but
he wants to give away tens of millions of dollars to people for free just to give back as part of the course. That'd be like Tony Robbins giving away tens of millions of dollars back to his customers. Even Tony doesn't do that. He feeds, Feeding America, and Tony's one of my favorite people in the world. And he's fed like a billion people and that's his thing. I mean, Dan Bilzerian wants to just hand out just $1 million to you, a Range Rover to you, a Ferrari to you. He just wants to give back to everybody so that like, almost like the Mr. Beast model where it's like that. But in this case, he's doing it. Mr. Beast is doing that for the self-perpetuating view cycle.
Yeah.
Where in this case, Dan is just going to sell something and then give back a lot of that cash to the community. So similar in nature, where it's almost, they're both like self kind of spiraling, like almost like a flywheel.
Are you so excited?
I'm super excited because I'm like a marketing geek. So I'm all about the numbers and it's all, you know, traffic and conversion.
You get to see things and be behind the scenes and see the real traffic of what one of the world's biggest influencers can actually do.
Right. $20, $30 million in a month. Like we'll see, right? You know what I mean? It'll be wild.
Damn.
Yeah, the numbers are going to be just insane. And that's organic. So it's
what does your wife think about you working with Dan Bilzerian?
You know, it was…
you know she had that sit down. Like,
she was like…
You can do whatever you want behind the scenes. You are not hanging out on the yacht.
She was like, this is who you're going with? And I was like, yes. I was like, I had to like explain. I was like, you know.
Yeah.
He's super chill.
I guarantee she could see the opportunity.
Of course.
Anybody would be lucky to work with.
Of course. And Dan's just an amazing guy who exploits what other men who don't have what he has want. So he gets their attention with his lifestyle.
Yeah.
And so he just documents it and actually a super cool dude, like all about helping people out, donates a ton of money privately behind the scenes and just a really chill guy. Like you wouldn't expect it, but like such a cool dude.
Yeah.
And he really wants to help people.
So
We're helping people with their money. We're helping people with their fitness and their health. We're helping people with relationships and women.
Their game.
Yeah. And we're helping people with confidence,
motivation,
and mindset.
Every young man who's been disenfranchised by this whack-ass energy that's been around
for the last few years. Yeah, that's like the thing. You know, it's like the common enemy is like…
It just drives me crazy.
The declining masculinity is like the issue. And so it's like, how do we rise that back up and get men to…
I mean, you look at Andrew Tate and… the whole red pill game and all that stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
Like there's a lot of people out there
that
are looking for leadership. Good or bad, they got the voice. So
right.
And there's a fine
way to go about it. I wouldn't lean so in on some of the things that they do that maybe come off in a could be perceived negative. I try to play more politically correct to reach.
You're super wholesome. You're like the opposite.
Yeah. Especially when I'm like on camera, I try to be more like politically correct and remember like this lives on the internet forever. This could be taken out of context in 20 years from now.
Yeah.
I don't know where I'm going to be in 20 years from now. And I would hate for somebody to go back and find a clip of me from 20 years ago because it lives on the internet forever. And I mean, who cares? Because we're going to be in a deep fake world soon anyways, in a metaverse world where like you're not going to know what's real and they're going to create a whole board like the WHO and the CDC. But for verification of what's real and what's not. And then even that's going to get rigged. So it's like, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So at some point, it's like there's going to be deep fakes and you're not going to know what's real and what's not. So there's going to be a whole board like the CDC and the WHO and the WEF and FTC and SEC. There will be a government official or international official board that all things to find out if it's real or not will get run through the board. And then I think at some point, even that will become rigged. Like FDA approved, it'll be like, this is not a deep fake approved by the blah, 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 international, whatever. Yeah. AI association or something, you know, verification. And then I think even that'll, of course, like everything
that hasn't been invented yet, you young entrepreneurs out there, there's your game.
You know, that
great technology.
Something like that'll be then. And
be
then
a better marketer on it. And
yeah. So, I mean, dude, there's so many things.
Give your stamp of approval.
And that's why you buy Bitcoin and self-custody it.
There you go. All right. So, what advice would you give for young entrepreneurs that are just starting out right now? If you were able to go back and talk to like your younger self when you were just getting going, what would you tell that person to get them in the right mindset?
Dude, there's so much that I'd love to tell my younger self. Play the long game, really focus and triple down on relationships and the value of networking. Build your personal brand, lean in on it even faster and even more. Capitalize on more opportunities. Like when you see AI, that's the biggest opportunity in the world right now for everybody. Start taking courses, classes, watching all the podcasts on it, read all the books on it. Stop being a bitch and spending all your time like watching other content that's not going to help you, that's not trending, that's not has radical upside. I would just sharpen, like I did this already and that's how I became pretty well off, right? Financially. Is I just was like, oh my God, you can get rich on the internet with digital marketing. And I went all in on that for 10 years and I've made tens of millions of dollars personally. So it's like, I'm good. You know what I mean? Like I'm set for the rest of my life and I'm 33. And I don't even feel like I'm in my prime yet. I don't even feel like I'll be in my prime probably till like 40. Some people say you're not in your business prime until 50 Because that's like when you have like assets and cash flow. Yeah. Like you could see that too, right? It's like, because then if you play the game till you're 70 or 80, especially with longevity now, we can all live to over 100 if we're young, right? Not if you're like 60 listening to this. Sorry, maybe you will, maybe you won't. But like for us who are like 20s, 30s, 40s, like we should all live to be 100 with longevity and healthy habits and technology and stem cells and all the other crazy shit and nanobot technology. So yeah, I mean, if we're going to live to 100 and we're only 30s and 40s, like our prime is probably going to be like in business, 50 and maybe play till we're 70 or 80. And so it's like, yeah, I mean, I'm not even close to being in my prime. I've only been in the game for 10 years. I'll probably be in it for 40. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, I'm not even in my prime and I'm set for the rest of my life. And that's not even calculating out like appreciation and other asset classes and venture capital and Bitcoin and things that I'm in that I'm confident will go up. So, I mean, God, number one thing I would have told myself if I could go back would be buy Bitcoin sooner.
Like you want to…
Like if I could have gone back, you know, that would have been like the make money game. But yeah, dude, I mean, geez, relationships, make health more of a priority, because a lot of the times entrepreneurs tend to go through these cycles where it's like all about money and they drop their health use tends to drop, or it's all about money. And so they're like friendships start to drop and everything starts to become like transactional. And it's almost like I'm only friends with business friends. And it's like you start to like not just have friends. You know, everything is about like business friends and business and the money. And that's good. But I feel like sometimes you like lose yourself, almost like a part of yourself starts to get lost, where you're like, who's the fun me that used to just like hang out?
Yeah.
Instead of it always feeling like it's something about like some agenda, some business outcome, which it serves you in the achievement category, but it doesn't serve you in the fulfillment relationship category. So some of those things I think I would focus on a little bit more and tell myself. But the biggest one, if you want to get rich, because who doesn't, right? It's like capitalize on opportunities and trends. And right now, for me, I see the biggest one being AI, and I don't see it going anywhere. Digital marketing is still a big thing. Digital marketing combined with AI is a double trend blend. So you can almost like take AI is going to go into everything. AI is going to go into medical. So you could do medical AI. So if you're all into real estate, you already know this, you have your AI real estate stuff. Mm-hmm. So find your passion. Is it food? How is AI going to disrupt food?
I just launched my AI real estate system.com.
I know, and it's killing it.
It's murdering it. It's murdering it because people get results with AI.
Right. So you took it, something that you already have an expertise in.
AI real estate system.com.
Boom. Go to it. Swipe up. Click the link.
Swipe around. Swipe
however this gets used. Yeah. Somewhere around this video is a link.
All right. Well, that was some solid advice, dude. Yeah. You know? I wanted to have you on because you've shared some personal strategies with me just about how I can get my views up and how to structure interviews and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Like I almost wanted to like use some of your advice, being like, what's the most shocking thing Dan Bilzerian ever said to you?
Right. Clickbait.
he was like, dude, open what loop. You got to do is at the beginning of your podcast, take like your four best hooks and put them into a little reel and put or a little
at the
sizzle
very beginning,
and put it at the
open
beginning.
Loop.
And so everything is like, what is the most shocking thing Dan Bilzerian ever said?
And
to
I go,
cut?
Well, the most shocking
and
thing
then
he said
I couldn't believe that Floyd Mayweather did this. Cut. Yeah. And I was like, oh, so now I got every guest, I got to be strategic on like pulling out like those hooks.
Finding the open loops, because the psychology, just like before it cuts to a commercial, your favorite show cuts to a commercial, they open loop the car accident. Did the person live? The gunshot? Did the person die?
Yeah.
And right before the season finale.
It's the model, you're right.
You know, the season finale is going to have the biggest open loop banger ever. They're back. Are they dead? Like something crazy always happens before the commercial and at the end of the episode and at the end of the season, they always leave you with a big open loop and open hook. And that's one of the psychology patterns that you can follow is people inherently want to close loops in their head. And that's why when you start binge watching a show, it's so easy to go to the next season because they always end it and they put you in this perpetual cycle and pattern of what is just leaning in on what humans innately have vulnerability to.
Shit real quick so I can put it at the front of this damn podcast.
The best investment I ever made out of everything in my life that is hands down I can attribute all my success to is…
Real estate.
All right. So now cool. That could be a little open.
Hey, thanks for coming on, man. Yeah, I know your time's valuable. I appreciate you. How can people follow you on all the socials?
Just look up Mark Lack, MarkLack, and you'll be able to see everything I'm doing on social there.
You want cool hair advice? Mark Lack.
You got to get number one person
you
to hire.
How to build a personal brand? Mark Lack.
First person to hire, you got to get that barber on payroll. Yeah.
You want to know how to get celebrities
have a
and
sick
blow
fade.
Up brand? Blow up celebrity brands? Mark
Bro,
Lack.
The thing I'll end with for everybody is just pattern recognition. I think I can attribute a lot of my success to that. And in life, relationships, health, business, money, it doesn't matter. Everything is a pattern. Like you've been getting in shape because you've shifted patterns that were unhealthy, the way you were eating, mm-hmm. the way you were maybe not exercising as much, and you replace them with good patterns. You can call them habits, but habits doesn't, that vernacular doesn't translate into all the other categories I'm going to use. Where in business, you want to get really good. What did we spend our whole mastermind doing? Everyone just went up and shared for like an hour a pattern that produces a result. My pattern was, here's how to just blow up like
a brand
and interviewing people. Yours was like crushing email marketing, and all you were doing was what? Sharing patterns. And these patterns yielded these results consistently over time. And you split test this pattern versus this mm-hmm. pattern, and this one outperforms it. So this pattern is better. So if you want to get better results, do this pattern. If you're not doing this pattern, everything's pattern recognition. You want to lose weight, you want to get jacked, you want to whatever, you want to have better relationships. Like Tony Robbins is all about pattern recognition. That's kind of one of the people I learned from, is like, studied people who'd been married for 70 years, what was their pattern? Studied people who've been in the best shape of their life, what's their pattern? Studied people who are the richest billionaires ever and never like lost it and maintained it, what was their pattern?
Yeah, success leaves clues.
It's all about pattern recognition. You know this, so I'm really talking to them. I'm just looking at you. But that's, for me, the only thing I've been good at. I'm like a school dropout, failed my way through class, cheated, which in business is called delegating. but in school, they call it cheating, which just goes to show you that the entire school system is indoctrinating you for the exact opposite of how life rewards you. As you know, who are the richest people? People who have a team. What do? They delegate, and the team does the work for them. In school, that's cheating. If I had like my smart friend just take the quiz for me and I copied off of him to save me time, that was cheating. In business, that's delegating, and that's how I got more successful. I find somebody smarter than me and they do my accounting for me, and then they do my legal for me. And right?
It's like, that's it.
And so it's like pattern recognition is the key. Most people make excuses and say, oh, I can't do that. Yeah, you can't do that until you know the pattern. If I give, like, I'm not a good cook, it just naturally, some people just like are, like they just know what fucking flavors go together. Like you need the salt with the fat and then this. I don't know. And I've watched like 600 cooking shows because my wife likes it and I still don't fucking know. But if I wanted to get good at cooking, I know I could be great at anything because I would just go and I'd open up a recipe book. And couldn't, if I had all the ingredients, couldn't I just follow the recipe and you do it with me and all of us were in a cooking class? And couldn't everybody's shit come out pretty similar on their very first try? Like, we all did a damn good job. I've done cooking classes before around the world. And like, I'm like, I made my own fucking pasta with the egg and the flour and the fucking stringer thing some and all the stuff.
With some sweet chanterelles sprinkled on top.
Like, you know, and all like this, like in Rome, my wife and I did like a cooking class and made some crazy pasta. It was the best pasta I ever had in my life. And I've had pasta at Michelin star restaurants and all these other bougie places. My fucking pasta was one of the best pastas I ever had in my whole life. My wife said the same thing. She was like, this is the best pasta I ever had in my whole life. And we made it on our very first try ever making pasta. So it just goes to show you that you can do anything once you have the pattern. And we were learning how to make the best pasta from these guys from Italy, from their grandma's lineage. And it was the best pasta ever and we made it. So you can do anything you want. You just need to have the pattern. And so many people stop even trying to go do something because they tell themselves, oh, I can't do that or I'm not good at that. And I was naturally introverted and I was like, there's no fucking way I'm ever going to be a professional speaker, which is the highest paid per hour job on the world, speaking. People get paid $1 million an hour. Nothing else. Entertainment comes close, but speaking, like the president got $5 million for an hour. Other people get paid like $1 million an hour, $500,000 an hour. Tony Robbins is like $500,000 an hour. So I was like, I want to get good at the highest paid hourly job in the whole world. And I've been paid $25,000 an hour for speaking before. And I'm an introvert. And I was the guy who would literally stand in front of the class and like pretend that I was sick so I could just ditch out so I didn't have to speak in front of like 20 kids in class. And my point is, you can do anything. You just have to study the patterns. And I've just become somebody who's obsessed with recognizing patterns and then giving myself permission that anytime I say or think, I don't think I can do that. I don't think I'm going to be good at that. I immediately go, that's what the bitch version of me used to say. But the person now knows I can do anything if I just find the pattern. So then I say, it's not, can I do that? It's, can I find the pattern? And am I going to be committed and disciplined enough to practice and put in the time? Because if you put in the time and you keep getting better and refining and testing the different patterns of fitness, eventually you're going to get in great shape if that's your goal. And if you refine and test all the different ways to make money on the internet, you're not these people who buy one course, they do it for 30 days and they go, affiliate marketing doesn't work, right? Or they try to flip their first property and something happens and they go, oh, it's not for me. No, if you just do it long enough and you refine the patterns, you're going to be able to achieve anything that you want in life. And so for my big takeaway is just like, become obsessed with pattern recognition and finding people who've already proven they have the pattern to achieve an outcome, and then just become obsessed and diligent with like, am I committed to this outcome? And then I just need to go find the patterns and stick to it long enough.
Who's the best real estate investor that you know?
I can't remember his last name, but his first name's Cody.
Spermberger.
Well, he goes by Clever Investor, so it's hard for me to remember his name.
That's right. Hey, it's been great to have you on, man. Thanks, and now I know that you now are Mark Lack, the pasta king. God. Want to learn how to do pasta?
That's like my new brand that I'm transitioning to, so that's why I was plugging it.
He's got a whole course. Just click, swipe in a circle right now.
I got
now.
My own branded pasta bags coming out.
That's amazing. All right. Well, dude, this has been great. Thank you for sharing a lot of your knowledge. And look, guys, if you got some value from this, make sure you subscribe to the show, share it with a friend, and drop some comments down below. Tell Mark Lack or tell Cody Sperber how I can get some Mark Lack hair.
I'm actually releasing a new hair product line as well.
Yeah, I know. Special ingredients, pasta sauce. All right, I'm out of here. Till next time, take care. Comb your hair. Peace.
Hey, Cody Sperber, the original Clever Investor, host of the Clever Investor Show podcast. And I'm shooting this ad right now to let you know that this podcast exists. It's finally out and we have some amazing guests. So please, I'm begging you, can you just come and give our podcast a listen? I've been doing real estate for a really long time. I've accessed some of the coolest people in the world. We were having all these amazing conversations and I'm like, what are we doing? Let's record this and actually put it out on a podcast. But the problem is I have to let people know about it. That's where this ad comes in, and this is where you come in. You're gonna be able to learn from successful entrepreneurs, get in-depth interviews from amazing leading experts. You're gonna learn real estate investing strategies and tactical training strategies that work in today's market. We're going over market analysis and different market predictions. You're gonna be able to engage in an awesome community. And we go into some pretty deep dives on the mindset of what it takes to win the game of money and in life, plus lots of bonus resources and exclusive content. So what you wanna do right now is just click the subscribe button and give the show a listen today. I'm telling you, the guests are ridiculously phenomenal. I'm talking about people like Ken McElroy and Robert Kiyosaki and Pace Morby and Jamil Damji and a host of other amazing men and women entrepreneurs. You're gonna love it. So go ahead and subscribe now.